We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Scary moments for some Long Island residents when a sinkhole opened up this morning.
Well, there's a lot of commotion. There's about 30 people out here.
I'm on West 10th Street in Huntington Station, where officers helped rescue three people who fell into a six-foot-deep sinkhole near the front door of this one-story home. The neighbor tells me
she didn't see where the hole was and just walked right into it.
The 70-year-old homeowner, along with her two friends, fell into the hole around 6 a.m., the homeowner's relative tells me.
It's unbelievable. I cannot believe it.
I mean, how many times have you been in and out of this house?
Oh, multiple times. They've been here since 1998, so we lived here. I lived here.
An investigation will take place to determine the cause of the sinkhole, but I'm told the cesspool on the property is in the back of the house, not the front. Two of the three people were injured but are expected to make a full recovery. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Huntington Station, Long Island.
It is called the Justice for Joey case. Supporters of Joseph Borgen gathered this morning in front of Manhattan Criminal Court in Lower Manhattan as the man who was accused in the anti-Semitic attack on the Lawrence Long Island resident was expected to plead guilty. Let's get the details from our Samantha Liebman. Sam.
Yeah, well, Joey Borgen was here, Bridget, and he says he's mostly healed after suffering a concussion and other injuries.
Still banged up, actually. Physical therapy tomorrow again. And yeah, just mental, physical, emotional trauma, everything like that.
And the case against two of his alleged attackers adjourned today, but a six-month plea deal still on the table for Wasim Awadeh, one of four people charged, opening old wounds for him. Jewish groups rallying outside court. Activist and lawyer Gerard Felitti says it sets a bad precedent.
A society that's lenient and permissive to Jew haters, to people who commit hate crimes, is not a society that's safe for Jews or for any other minority group, because what starts and happens to Jews happens to everyone else next.
The DA's office in a statement defended the offer, saying Awadeh only hit Borgen a few times with a metal crutch and didn't start the assault and left before it finished. One other defendant offered a more lenient deal, while two others are facing 3.5 years in prison if convicted. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, Manhattan Criminal Court.
A lot of talk about Grand Central this week, with LIRR trains now coming into that station. Over at Penn, the MTA today releases some designs for a new improved station. The MTA's chief accessibility officer, Kamel Arroyo, says the new designs include a new, wider elevator.
Accessibility is truly universal. This is not only a new feature for persons with disabilities or New Yorkers with disabilities, but also for parents and caregivers with strollers. And at this station, for all of the tourists who are coming through with luggage, all for whom a new elevator is a great asset.
A group of architects is thinking even bigger. They're proposing a new plan for Penn. Chairman of Rethink Penn Station NYC, Sam Turvey, telling 1010 Winds.
We shouldn't have one of the largest transit hubs in the world stuffed in the basement of Madison Square Garden. So we very much think that they should be coming up with a great above ground station as part of implementing a regionally unified transit network.
The NYPD has released new surveillance images of the suspect in a hit and run that left one of their own hospitalized. Uniformed officers in an unmarked car were on patrol near Loring Place North and West Fordham Road in the Bronx back in November when they saw a man changing a license plate. As they approached, the suspect got into the car and the driver started ramming the police vehicle. Another police vehicle arrived, and as the officer was getting out of that one, the suspect backed up and hit the officer. The images are going up on our website. If you know anything, call Crime Stoppers. New York City about to break a 50-year record for lack of snow. Sunday will tie the record. Monday, it looks like we will break it. Now, unhappy about this, though, the hardware stores.
Not a snowflake to be found here near the Ace Hardware at Van Cortlandt Park. A lot of snowblowers, though. Let's give it a run. And while there's no business here, it's not just the city. Snow-related business way down in Jersey, too. Mark Gatto owns Ramsey Hardware. They got a really nice display.
For the small store, a lot of people have never been inside. We do carry a lot of ice melter, ice choppers, shovels, snow blowers.
It's almost like the items are saying, buy me, buy me. Well, when it comes to snow, as the great Yukon Cornelius once said on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
nothing.
No snow. Nothing. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.